Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome back to Don Morris Gym. As we're ready for the starting lineups and the start of tonight's contest, let's get everything set here. Let's send things over to our PA announcer, Jeff Kautz.
The home team on the scoreboard tonight, your Galesburg Silver Streaks. Senior guard, number 10, Izzy Anderson. Galesburg.
Sophomore guard, number 5, Raina Gully. For all the junior guard, number 24, Kennedy Prince.
All right, well, unfortunately, we're having an issue with our wireless mic here tonight. Let's see if we can get it back here.
For the Pioneers, senior center number 40, Daria Guzzo. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, senior guard number 20, Casey Williams. For the Pioneers, senior forward number 42, Molly Ethington. For Galesburg, senior forward number 40, Sabrina Clay. And for the Pioneers, junior forward, number 50, Madeline Wendell. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, junior center, number 54, Shaylee Florine.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Jeff Kautz here at Alleman High School. We're just about set to go. The Streaks, the top seed, so they are in their home whites, trimmed in silver and black. The Pioneers in their road green, trimmed in white and silver. It'll be Shaylee Florine stepping into the center circle for the Streaks at 6'1", and for the Pioneers, it'll be Daria Guzzo at 5'10", stepping into the center circle. Ready to tip off regional championship action here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. The ball is up, tip is knocked around, and it's grabbed by the Pioneers, and they will be on offense first. It'll be Izzy Anderson to bring it across and set up. She'll be met by Raina Gully. Right side, it goes to Wendell. Top of the key, this is Prince. Out high left side, it is Guzzo. Guzzo dribbles to the right, hands off to Anderson. She'll penetrate, step back, fire a 15-footer from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes to Raina Gully. Raina on the run across midcourt, gets to Casey Williams out high left side, back to Raina near the volleyball spike line. Now Sabrina Clay near the center circle. She'll put it on the floor and bounces for Casey Williams out high on the right side. Tried to get to Shaylee down on the block on the right side. Overthrew her just a bit in some traffic and goes off Shaylee's hands. The Streaks turn it over.
Well, last game we saw the Streaks come out in a 2-3. They're going to come out man-to-man right here. We'll see if they'll switch between the defenses. Like we said last game, we didn't see them all season do a whole lot of 2-3.
Guzzo high post at the right elbow, gives out on the right wing to Wendell. She'll dribble to the top of the key, goes left, stops at the free throw line, kicks to Anderson. She'll bring it back out and reset. Left wing to Kennedy Prince. This is Prince with it. Free throw line, it goes to Guzzo. Guzzo down the right side of the lane, fires an eight-footer up off the glass and in. That was a tough shot because it was a good job defensively by Shaylee Florine. Guzzo just got it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, strong move by Guzzo, but a good job by Shaylee getting in position.
Lexi for three, right wing, good! As the Streaks break the full court pressure, Raina Gully to Lexi Daniels, right wing, three-pointer is up and good. Streaks lead 3-2, 6:40 to play here in the first quarter.
Huge if Lexi can get the confidence to hit that, because that's her spot right there on the elbow. She was able to square up and put that one right down.
Prince with the basketball, goes to the top of the key. Now out high on the right side, it goes to Wendell. Right wing, this is Ethington with it. Now it's Anderson out high on the left side to try to direct some traffic, and apparently somebody wasn't in the right spot. Now she'll bring it back to the left and gives to Wendell on the left wing, working against Casey Williams. And her pass is errant. It goes out of bounds at the Streaks bench as Kennedy Prince couldn't run it down, so the Streaks get it back as the teams have exchanged turnovers here early in the ball game.
Well, it looked right there like Shaylee might have touched the ball, but she must have gator-armed it right at the last second because she had her hand out there to go try to tip that one away because her player had spun back door.
Raina Gully brings it up against Anderson, gets it across to Casey Williams, back to Raina in the center circle. Out high left side, it's Lexi Daniels. Down the left block, it's Shaylee, turns in the paint, puts it up off the glass and in. Little baby hook for Shaylee. Up there with some contact, make it 5-2 Streaks, 5:50 to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, good entry pass too, because Shaylee had good position, and now another turnover as Ethington throws it away. She thought Prince was coming out to the wing. Prince went to cut inside, and it went into the first row. Timeout, Jay Hatch. This will be a 30-second timeout.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan there on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, boys and girls, football, basketball. And we hope to be driving one of their nice vehicles all the way to Red Bird Arena. Tonight we're in a 2013 certified pre-owned Nissan Murano. It's white in color, very, very nice vehicle, nice smooth ride out on the interstate. With a certified pre-owned, you get a 167-point inspection. You know it's been gone through over and over again with a fine-tooth comb. You also get the 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-back limited warranty. And right now, if you drive through the lot, you'll see all the certified pre-owned vehicles are tagged. You see the price on every one of them. So check out the certified pre-owns and all the brand new Nissans. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Sabrina Clay with it on the right side, gives to Casey Williams, right wing. Casey holds on, dribbles left, bounces for Lexi, top of the key. She'll dribble left down, hands off to Raina Gully. Raina looking for Shaylee, couldn't find her as a triple team her that time. Now Casey Williams drives right baseline, leans in up off the glass, couldn't hit the shot. Sabrina with the offensive glass, up off the board and in.
And that's the kind of difference Sabrina makes inside right there. That ball came off strong from Casey's shot, and Sabrina was able to go catch it and put it up and in.
7-2 Streaks, 5:10 to play first quarter. Now it is Guzzo down on the left block, gets around Shaylee. Ooh, a shot blocked by Sabrina Clay, and boy, I think they're going to call her with the body because she had her hand on top of the ball. I'm guessing he's going to call body. We'll see what the indication is. Nope, they called a hack, so or holds, but so that'll be the first foul in the ball game.
Yeah, looked all ball from our angle. He was down on the baseline. That's where the play happened, but it definitely looked like Sabrina did a good job going straight up and hitting that ball.
Goes way off on the first free throw off to the left. She's got the only 2 points for the Pioneers. 5:06 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 7-2. It was kind of funny. I just heard one of the Alleman fans draw right. Y'all quit letting them push around. Well, that's what's happening to Raina. She's bringing up the court against Anderson. She's getting pushed the entire time. And it comes to Casey Williams. She gets tripped up, and there's going to be a foul called, and that's going to go against Ethington. Molly Ethington got this. She tripped up Casey as she kind of tried to split the trap. Ethington got there too late. That's her first foul, first team foul on the Pioneers. Inbound comes to Raina Gully. Spins back and gives to Shaylee still in the backcourt. Now it's Lexi Daniels. Back to Raina, and she'll bring it across right of the center circle for the Streaks to Casey Williams, left of the center circle. Casey on the dribble against Prince. Now Sabrina Clay out high right side to Raina on the right wing. To Casey, wide open down on the right block, lays it up and in. Nice job offensively by the Streaks. Casey got the pick on the weak side, was wide open breaking under, got the nice pass from Raina.
Yeah, good back screen right there to get Casey open under the basket, but even a better shot because she was able to catch the ball and get it up over her left shoulder.
9-3 Streaks, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. High post right side, this is Ethington. She will give to Wendell. Wendell dribbles left down the left side of the lane, pulls up with a 10-footer, blocked by Casey Williams.
Ooh.
who the rebound, they're going to say it went off Shaley last. It was I know it was Wendell was right there as well. It looked like they both may have hit it, and I kind of thought it went off Wendell initially as well.
Well, I think Wendell went to try to get the rebound and tried to tip it away from Shaley, and so the ball went out of bounds, and they're going to keep it here. I think the official was blocked off, though, because he was standing behind Shaley.
Anderson inbounds to Prince. Three-pointer left baseline is good for Kennedy Prince. Don't want to see her get heated up. She didn't have a real good night in the three-point shootout. Was hoping that would maybe carry over. Now it's Raina Gelly across midcourt right side. Gets to Lexi on the right wing. Back to Raina out high on the right side. Had Sabrina open down on the block. Couldn't find her. Now to Sabrina on the right wing. Sabrina Clay with it. Bounces for Casey Williams. Right baseline outside the three-point arc. Back to Lexi. They close out on her. Can't get the three. She'll give to Raina out between the circles. Raina Gelly dribbles left. Gets a pick from Shaley. Goes to the left wing. And she'll stop and fire the three. Bounces off long. And the rebound, Lexi Daniels. Gets out to Casey Williams, and the streaks will reset. Raina Gelly in the center circle.
Well, that's a big get for the streaks. You want to get as many of those as possible, but to keep that possession alive after that three.
Streaks turned it over. Casey Williams looking for Raina on the backdoor pass. It was stolen, and now a bump on the shot as Anderson drove
travel.
In. Oh, no, a travel call. Wow. I'm not sure. I thought the travel came after the bump, but I didn't see what happened before.
Well, Izzy Anderson ran into Sabrina. There was no call, and then she stumbled backwards after it, and that's where the travel call came from. Allman fans obviously sitting behind us definitely wanted the bump on Sabrina. Again, that's a tough one because Sabrina was standing there and Izzy ran into her. So, you know, you either have to call the block charge call there, and fortunately for the streak, it was a no call.
Casey Williams on the left wing for the streaks. Now it's Raina Gelly. Now to Sabrina Clay left wing. To Shaley Florian between the circles. She'll hand to Raina Gelly. Now high on the left side. It's Casey Williams with it. Now Raina, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hillman, who's in for the Pioneers. Hillman across midcourt left side on the dribble. Got a nice look inside to Effington. Didn't hit the shot, but a foul from behind on Sabrina Clay. That'll be Sabrina's second. That's not what we wanted to see here tonight. And quickly, Sammy Thompson off the bench. And I'm sure she'll be replacing Sabrina Clay.
Doesn't look like Coach Massey too happy with that last offensive possession. Again, they're trying to get the ball inside to Shaley, and they just have not been successful the last few times on the floor. Sabrina, again, now two fouls. We've talked about early in the pregame about the fact that she needs to stay on the floor, and that's not going to happen here.
First free throw for Effington is up and good. 9-7 streaks, 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. So Sammy Thompson in to replace Sabrina Clay. Shaley Florian, Casey Williams, Raina Gelly, and Lexi Daniels on the floor as well. Effington at the free throw line. Her second shot is up. And that one is good as well. In for the Pioneers, Molly Chambers, a 5'8 senior, checks in, and she replaces Effington. Full court pressure now from Alleman. Inbound comes to Casey Williams. Now back to Shaley Florian under the Alleman basket. To Raina Gelly. Raina gets it down to Sammy Thompson. Actually, it's knocked away, but Casey Williams comes up with Casey down the left side. Lays it up. No, but a blocking foul is going to go against Molly Chambers. Great hustle by Casey as the ball had gotten deflected, and Casey got there and without hesitation went right to the basket.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do right there because both teams are in scramble mode, so try to get to the basket, either a foul or at least get a high percentage look at the score.
3:02 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 9-8. Getting ready to check in. Kaylin Boyson for the Streaks, and set to check in for Alleman is Caitlin DeWitt. So Casey Williams at the free throw line for the Streaks. First shot is up and in and out, no good.
Where you have to prosper is at that free throw line.
So Kaylin will replace Casey on the next dead ball. DeWitt in for Prince. Casey Williams, 5'8 senior at the free throw line. Second one, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out by Shaley Florian. They held her from getting to the ball after she tipped it out. It was, I think, I'm not sure who it was. It looked like Chambers had a hold of her arm.
So did Izzy Anderson. They got in front of her and just kind of held her back.
Now this is the Pioneers. Anderson on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Dribbles to the wing, gets a pick, fires a two-pointer. Long two-pointer, it's no good. Rebound on the weak side to Lexi Daniels. She'll give to Raina Gelly. Raina down court to Casey Williams on the left wing. Back out to Raina, out high on the left side. She'll set the offense with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 9-8. Shaley Florian, top of the key. Casey Williams out high right side. Casey looking over the defense. Now gives to Lexi Daniels between the circles. She'll dribble left and hand off to Raina. Raina penetrates, kicks to Casey Williams, right wing. Now to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Sammy gives to Raina Gelly out high near the volleyball spike line on the right side. Left wing, it's Sammy Thompson now to Shaley. Now it goes to Reyna out on the right side. Now it's Lexi Daniels on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Casey Williams. Bounces for Shaley. Got knocked away. She's got it down the baseline. Makes a spin move into the paint. Up off the glass, no good. Sammy Thompson with a weak side rebound. Gets hammered. And Sammy's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Caitlin DeWitt picks up the foul. And I'm glad to see that Sammy, rather than turning and looking to kick it back out, she went right back up to the basket and drew the contact.
Yeah, great job because, you know, we've seen her in the past get that ball and then try to kick it back out. And you're right, that's the correct play. That's the play you want right there.
So Sammy Thompson at the free throw line misses. The Shrieks 0 for 3 thus far from the line with a one-point lead. 1:57 to play here in the first quarter. Kaylin Boyston comes in. She'll replace Casey Williams. Madeline Wendell back in for Ollam, and she replaces Izzy Anderson. Sammy Thompson at the free throw line for the Shrieks. Second shot bounces around and falls through. That's her first point of the ballgame. Make it 10-8 Shrieks. With under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. On the dribble, this is Wendell being hounded by Kaylin Boyson. Now gives out high on the right side to DeWitt. Now top of the key, Hillman. High posted goes to Chambers. Chambers dribbles right and gives to Wendell. Travel, no call. Now she lost a handle on it. It should have been a double dribble on top of that. Now she's out in the center circle on the dribble. Out high right side, it goes to DeWitt. Now between the circles, it's Hillman. High post left side. This is Anna Noe who's in. She'll dribble right. Gives to Wendell. Now right baseline. This is DeWitt. Drives in. Top of the key, Hillman. She'll fire from right elbow. Missed the shot, and the Streak fans wanted to travel there, but they come up with the ball anyway with 1:12 to play in the quarter. Jay Hatch doing a lot of substituting here tonight. Shaley's Lorraine to Reyna Gully. Reyna one-on-one down the right side. Gets it up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. The bump's going to go against Hillman. The Ollman fans didn't like it, but that was a really nice move by Reyna as it was, I believe, Hillman. Yeah, it does go against Hillman, and she just did not get there in time.
Well, this is one of those kind of games, Tom, that every time the whistle blows, one side will be cheering and one side will be booing.
Absolutely. So Reyna Gully at the free throw line, and her first shot is off the back iron. Man, the Streaks are really struggling. You hope this doesn't come back to haunt them in the at the end of the game. We're one for five now from the line. Casey Williams back in for the Streaks as she replaces Kaylin Boydston. 1:03 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-8. Reyna Gully, the sophomore at the free throw line for the Streaks. Bounces, eyes it, lets it fly, and that one is perfect. First point of the night for Reyna, and make it 11-8 Streaks. This is Anderson back into the ballgame for the Pioneers. Top of the key, dribbles left now. Now back to the free throw line, penetrates, bumps into Reyna, gets a shot off, no good, gets her own rebound, leans in, and she's going to be fouled by Sammy Thompson. Sammy didn't like it, but she, rather than having the hand straight up, she kind of had him up over the top of Izzy Anderson, and that'll be Sammy's first foul, 13 foul on the Streaks.
Well, you knew you were in trouble, and that's why offensive rebounds hurt you so bad, because the moment that offensive rebound comes down, that player's in a good position to draw a foul on somebody, and that's exactly what happened. Anderson was inside three Streaks and just had to kind of go into one of them, and most likely she was going to get the foul called.
It was not just us. Izzy Anderson missed her first free throw, too. They're 2 for 4. Ethington hit her two. Guzzo had missed her two earlier in the ballgame. 50.6 to play. Second one up and good for Anderson. Her first point, 11-9 Streaks. Full court pressure. Also in for Ollman, Raven Wyatt, a 5'6 senior guard. Streaks need to get it across. Coach Massey's probably going to have to call a timeout. And finally, Sammy Thompson gets it across.
Well, so nobody went to the other side of the floor for the Streaks. Somebody's got to give you an opportunity to throw it down the floor.
Sammy Thompson, top of the key with 30 seconds to play. Right wing, Casey Williams to Shaley down on the right block. Spins into the paint, turns, puts up the baby hook. Got some contact. No call, though. And a rebound comes down to Guzzo. This is Anderson with it. Anderson on the dribble down the right side of the lane. Spins into the paint. Up off the glass and in. Nice move by Izzy Anderson. You can't let her get in that close. Streaks back the other way. Lexi Daniels, Reyna Gully out high on the right side with 8 seconds to play. Reyna on the dribble with 7. Dribbles right, gets picked from Shaley with 5. To the right baseline, looks for help, gets to Sammy with 3. Inside to Shaley with 1, and she lays it up and in. Nice feed from Sammy Thompson to Shaley for Reyna. Shaley spins, goes up with a left hand, and puts it in. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 13, Ollman 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red, blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue, mix them together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
It's the regional championship tonight as the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Alamann Pioneers. I'm Tom Erda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 6:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Sabrina Clay back in. She's got it. Gets to Raina Gully on the right wing. Raina drives baseline. Gets in. Leans in. Up off the glass. Rolls in and out. No good. Rebound knocked away from Raina. Ooh, and they're going to say it goes to Alamann. Maybe it did go off Raina's hand last. I'm not sure.
Well, Raina was fighting for the ball. So was Molly Ethington. And Molly Ethington's probably got about 4 or 5 inches on Raina. So, I don't know. Maybe not that many. Maybe only a couple.
Streaks lead 13-11. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight. Regional championship game. Kennedy Prince drives, fires just inside the free throw line. 14-footer bounces off, no good. Shaylee Farim with a rebound and gets tied up by Guzzo. And the possession arrow points toward the Pioneers.
Well, Shaylee's got to be aware that Guzzo's coming after her every time down. We saw the last time down the floor, Shaylee tried to post up, and on one of her moves, Guzzo took a flop, so Shaley's got to be aware that Guzzo's going to try that.
Inbound nearly stolen away by Casey Williams. Prince comes up with it. Now it's Ethington with it out high on the left side, working against Casey Williams. Free throw line, it goes to Guzzo. And a backdoor pass knocked away by Lexi Daniels. Shaley comes up with it. Now Raina Gully. Raina across midcourt, right of the center circle. Calls out the play, dribbles right, gets a pick from Sabrina Clay. Goes to the right wing, top of the key to Shaley now. Thought about the three and thought better of it. Now she'll hand off to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks to Shaley out high left side. Now Sabrina Clay goes to the top of the key. Hands off to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully. Raina looks over the defense. Now Sabrina Clay right wing to Shaley, top of the key out high left side. It's Raina Gully with it. Now to Lexi out high on the right side. Right baseline. Casey Williams for three. Bounces high. No good. Shaley with a rebound. Up off the glass. Got hammered from behind. No call. Rebound gets tipped out. And coming up with it is Ethington for Alamann, but Casey Williams steals it away. Casey grabbed it right from her. Now it's Shaley in the paint on the nice feed from Raina. Gets knocked away, and Sabrina Clay comes up with it. Now back out to Raina between the circles. That was a nice feed from Raina into Shaley. It got knocked away, or Shaley lost a handle on it. Sabrina hustled and came up with it. 6:05 to play first half, 13-11 Streaks. Now Shaley down the left block, lost it on the dribble. And they had her double-teamed down there. It was a nice pass to get it in there, but she was double-teamed. That's one where you need to kick it back out quickly. Now Anderson quickly down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in, and got fouled. But Coach Massey saying, why don't you call that on the other end when Raina went up and Shaley on another one? It was a legitimate foul, but Coach Massey has an argument there.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is Shaley's got to be aware that they are coming after her. So when she gets the ball down there, she can't use that dribble to go nowhere. She has to use the dribble to get somewhere. She dribbled that out in front of her where the double team was coming from, and that's why the ball got knocked away.
So we are tied at 13. First time we've been tied since 0-0. 5:53 to play here in the first quarter. Alamann looking for their second lead of the ball game, and they get it. As Anderson hits a free throw, 14-13 Pioneers. Sammy Thompson looking to inbound and finally gets it into Sabrina Clay.
Raina went down. She's hobbled on her right ankle.
Sabrina brings it down herself to Lexi Daniels. Right baseline for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Sammy Thompson skies for it, but it's ripped away by Anna Noe. And now a foul is going to be called on Kennedy Prince as she got a piece of Casey Williams. And it's kind of funny. Again, the Alamann fans over here wanting it over the back. Other Sammy way. Actually had the inside position, and Noe kind of got around her and ripped it away from her. There was no over the back either way.
Yeah, the foul, they did call it on the foul was Casey. The other way around. It was okay. Casey on Kennedy Prince. Kennedy Prince had the ball. Casey went down for it. I think it was kind of a reactionary call after there was no call on what the Alamann fans, like you said, perceived to be an over the back.
So first foul on Casey Williams, 15 foul on the Streaks. Kennedy Prince drives left baseline, just lost the handle on it. And I don't know if she was kind of halfway between shooting and trying to make a pass across the baseline. Nonetheless, the Streaks get it back. Shaley checks back in for Sammy Thompson. So the starting five back in for the Streaks. Same for the Pioneers.
Six turnovers now for the Pioneers.
Shaley to inbound. In it comes to Sabrina Clay. Now to Casey Williams on the right side. Splits the defenders. Three on two break. Right baseline. Lexi for three. It's too strong. And Shaley got knocked to the floor. And then Ethington kind of pushed her. And now Raina drives into the paint, puts it up, and the officials looking at each other. What's the call going to be? Should be a hack. Should be Streaks' way. Yep, they're going to count the basket, yeah. And I don't know what took them so long to make the call.
Well, they missed a blatant push by Guzzo because Guzzo, Shaley went to the floor. Guzzo jumped on her back, and then when Shaley tried to get up, Guzzo pushed her back down to the floor. So good no retaliation there by Shaley, even though she probably would have been justified.
So Raina goes to the free throw line, and she converts the three-point play. The basket was good. The foul went against Garia Guzzo. So she got it. They didn't call the one on when she fouled Shaley, but they called that one out. Anderson down the left side line. A nice defense by Raina Gully, but Anderson just went up over the top for the jump shot, put it up and in. She is on fire. Now Raina quickly back the other way to Lexi. Right corner for three. That's off the back iron strong again. Prince comes down with a rebound. Prince across midcourt left side on the run. Goes to the baseline. Gets a pick. A moving screen from Anderson. Now bounces for Anderson on the baseline. She drives in. Puts it up. Shaley there to bother her. Rebound's going to go off Raina Gully last. And the Pioneers will have it on their own left baseline. 4:39 to play here in the first half. We are tied at 16.
Well, Raina right there has to try to grab the ball. She was so worried about Guzzo or Anderson getting the ball back, she just tried to essentially spike it out of bounds. And right there, I think the Streaks would have been better served to actually get the ball.
Sammy Thompson in to replace Sabrina Clay. Inbounding will be Raven Wyatt, who is in for the Pioneers. And it comes to Guzzo, drives into the paint, leans in, puts her shoulder down, goes up off the glass and got it. Guzzo with her second basket. She's got 4-18-16 Pioneers. Casey Williams across midcourt, left of the center circle. Gets grabbed and no call right in front of the official. How do you miss that? My goodness.
She got around the same thing.
Raina Gully dribbles right, goes to the right wing. I mean, the official was right there, top of the key. Shaley fakes the three. Now it's Lexi Daniels. Stops, top of the key, right side. It's to Sammy Thompson. Right wing, Casey Williams. She'll dribble left, gets to Shaley, top of the key. Backdoor pass, Sammy Thompson. Wide open layup up and in. Beautiful play. Nice backdoor move by Sammy. Beautiful pass from Shaley Florine.
Yeah, great look right there by Shaley. And a very nice cut by Sammy when she saw her defender hedging high.
Sammy with three of the ball game. We're tied at 18. Guzzo. Top of the key, dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, kicks out for Anderson, left baseline, now goes right wing to Hillman, fires a three, in and out, no good, or rather left wing, rebound tipped around, Guzzo gets it, oh, it's knocked away by Casey Williams, and Casey gets called for the foul. I mean, she got grabbed trying to dribble around a player, and I don't know if she reached, I do know she reached, and Coach Massey indicated he should have been a travel anyway, and I think when Guzzo got down there deep in the lane before she put the shot up.
Well, that's Casey's second foul, so going to the bench will be Casey Williams. Oh, they called that Sammy.
Oh, goodness. I don't know where that came from. Casey was there. Okay. Sammy's second rather than Casey's.
Well, I think that's a trade that the Streaks will gladly take. And Carey missed again.
Now left wing. This is Anderson with it on the dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Now pulls it back out. Keeps her dribble. Now gives to DeWitt between the circles. To Wyatt. DeWitt drives down the right side. Goes to the baseline. Picks up. Gives to Wyatt right side. She'll put up the eight-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Daniels. To Kaylin Boydson, who's in for the Streaks. 3:17 for the first half. We are tied at 18. Raina Gully out high on the left side with it. She'll dribble right. Stops and fires a three out high on the right side. Good! Raina Gully! Like to see that happen. She's got 7, 21-18 Streaks.
This might be an all-time high of her shooting three. She's already taken three of them.
Now it's Wyatt out between the circles against Sammy Thompson. Dribbles left, got between the defenders. Sammy with a block and a rebound. Great defensive play by Sammy Thompson. Possible Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game right there. 21-18 Streaks, less than 3 minutes to play first half. Raina Gully on the dribble right of the center circle. Picks up now, looks for some help, and gives to Sammy out high on the right side. She'll dribble the wing, picks up and gives to Shaley out high right side. Now near the center circle, it's Raina Gully. Right wing, Lexi Daniels with it. Now back to Raina between the circles. Raina directing traffic, less than 2.5 to play now. Raina dribbles left, gets picked from Sammy, goes left baseline, leans in, and a foul's going to be called on the floor, a push.
And does this go against Izzy Anderson?
Or I think Wyatt, I'm not sure.
See.
No, it does go against Anderson. First foul on Izzy Anderson. And that is the 16th foul, so the Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay check back in, replace Sammy Thompson and Kaylin Boydston. What a nice defensive play Sammy made, though. Got the block and brought the rebound down. 2:23 to play first half. Casey Williams inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Lexi, left wing, fires a three. Good! Lexi Daniels, second of the ball game. She's got six, 24-18 Streaks. 2:15 to play first half. Izzy Anderson for the Pioneers, out high on the right side on the dribble. Gives to DeWitt on the right wing. Now between the circles, it's Hillman. She'll dribble left, goes to the wing. Now down toward the baseline against Lexi Daniels. Spins and travel. Got an extra hop there. Put the shot up. No good. Shaley with a rebound. Getting hammered by three players and no call. Are you kidding me? Finally got it off to Sabrina. Getting hacked by three different players and no call. Wow.
Well, and on top of it, it's easy to see because nobody's near as tall as Shaley. So the hands are hitting her in the face.
Now it's Raina. Backdoor pass to Casey Williams down to the right side. Up off the glass and in. Took some contact as well. That's four for Casey. And Jay Hatch calls a 30-second timeout. 1:39 to play here in the first half. It is Galesburg 26, Alleman 18. You know, it's one of those strange ones, Eric. There was so much activity toward the end of that first quarter and the early part of the second quarter, but just not a whole lot of scoring going on.
Right.
So the Streaks lead at 26-18. A nice run here late in the first half on a couple of threes, one from Lexi Daniels, one from Raina Gully. Raina also with a traditional three-point play, a big defensive play by Sammy Thompson on a block and a rebound. Also, she had a nice backdoor layup on a feed from Shaley.
UT having major problems in the Ottawa Regional Final against Rocky. Rocky up 39-12, 3:32 to left to go in the second quarter. UT has not hit a field goal in the second quarter.
And, of course, the winner of this game moves on to play the winner of Richwoods and Central. Richwoods was up early big in that one, 17-4. Right wing, this is DeWitt for the Pioneers. Top of the key, Izzy Anderson. Stops, steps back, fires a three. Good. My goodness. She is on fire tonight.
Well, she's the one you've got to be wary of scoring-wise on this team, because none of the other players are near as dynamic as she is.
She's got 11. As Casey gets pushed, no call. Streaks got to get it across. Finally do. Sammy Thompson on the left side. Goes to the wing, picks up, and gives to Raina left of the center circle with 1:05 to play in the first half. Now it's Casey Williams on the left wing. Dribbles to the right. Comes to the top of the key. Gets to Sammy Thompson out high right side to Raina Gully now on the right wing. Push. Raina goes back out to the wing. Picks up and gets to Shaley, top of the key. And she's going to fire the three as they don't guard her. In and out, no good. Rebound, Sammy Thompson, though. And she gets knocked to the floor by DeWitt. Or actually, I'm not sure if they're going to call DeWitt or it might be Molly Chambers. I think, I'm not sure which. He was looking at both players. We'll see which one he indicates. Well, does go against Molly Chambers, and that's her first foul.
I know that Shaley's leading the team in three-point shooting percentage on the season, but I don't think that's a shot you want right there. I would have preferred to see Shaley take a dribble or two in and shoot the 15-footer over the three.
Yeah, and there was nobody anywhere near her. She had plenty of room. She probably could have gotten inside the free throw line even. So Sammy goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonuses. That was the 17th foul on Alleman. First one, it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Prince for Alleman. 44 seconds to play in the half. Streaks with a 26-21 lead. This is Ethington out high on the right side to Anderson on the volleyball spike line. Out high left side, it goes to Prince. Prince to the free throw line to Ethington. Ethington turns, faces up against Sammy Thompson, now dribbles out of the lane and gives to Anderson. She'll fire the three out high left side. That one's too strong. Hits the support above the basket. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 25 seconds to play in the first half.
Officials a little slow on that whistle. I mean, that hit a couple of the supports up there before the whistle blew.
Now the Pioneers don't pick up a full court pressure. That was kind of surprising. Jay Hatch told him to drop back this time.
He probably figures that the Streaks are going to hold for one anyway. Why risk a foul in the backcourt?
Raina Gully walks it across, working against Anderson, gets to Shaley, top of the key, left wing. It's Casey Williams with 13. Casey dribbles between the circles and gives to Sammy Thompson. Now it's Raina Gully out high right side with 9 seconds to play. Now Casey Williams with 7. Out high left side to Sammy with 5. Now it's Raina Gully. Wide open under the basket right side. Casey Williams. And actually Guzzo got there. Casey laid it up and in. Guzzo bumped her. Casey got it in. No call. But the Streaks with a nice way to end the first half. At halftime, it is Galesburg 28, Alleman 21. We'll come back with our halftime report. We'll talk about this one. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard. Also, we'll run down our halftime stats as well. We have played one half of basketball regional championship from Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28, the Alleman Pioneers 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Alleman High School, Don Morris Gym. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 28-21. An eventful first half. A lot of activity. And, Eric, the kind of intensity and play that you expect in a regional championship game.
Yeah, you know, both teams doing a really good job getting up there, getting up and down the floor. The intensity has been through the roof at times in this one. And, you know, a decent crowd's probably not one of the better crowds historically, but for either of these teams, but a decent crowds, and it seems like more people are coming in now, and that just adds fuel to the fire, if you will.
Well, one of the things I like is our girls keeping their composure. The officials are letting them play. They're getting bumped on the ball handling. They're getting bumped on a lot of shots going to the basket. I think it's bothering me more than it's bothering them. I think they've really have not let that get to them. I mean, you know, they've played enough games like that this year that it hasn't seemed to bother them yet at all tonight.
No, you're definitely right about that, and that's going to be a big thing for them. And we talked about that the last game, that there was a lot of physical play that was not being called, and it's one of those things that at some point you're going to have tempers kind of flare up, especially in a game of this magnitude against a team you know this well. The important thing for the Streaks is to continue to play hard, but play smart while you're doing it, and so far so good on that.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks outscore the Pioneers 13-11 in that first quarter and lead 28-21 here at the half. Also, as far as the three-point shootout goes, right, if here I can find the information here, the Streaks had Kayla Townsville, Lauren Campbell, also Sage Milroy, and who was our other shooter? It was Megan Lingenfelter all shot. Actually, all of them shot pretty well. Megan Lingenfelter hit 5. Kayla Townsville hit 6. Lauren Campbell hit 7. And Sage Milroy hit 5. Lauren Campbell ended up in a shoot-off and hit 5. So she is one of the top 4 and moves on to the next round over at Ottawa. So congratulations to LaSalle Peru. It's 4A people are playing at Ottawa right now. So Lauren Campbell moves on to the next round, along with Megan Verstrait from Alleman, Maddie Mackey from Geneseo, and Emily Vandewiele from Geneseo, all advancing. So Lauren Campbell, just a freshman for the Silver Streaks. Some of the other games going on, I'll keep you updated. The Class 4A Regional Championship, Western Big Six matchup in that one as well, between the Rock Island Rocks and the United Township Panthers. And they had a couple of close games during the regular season, not so much tonight.
Well, yeah, and last score we have updated is Rocky leading 39-12. That was with a little bit left in the second quarter, and it's one of those things where I think UT just doesn't have the offensive firepower. I would venture to guess throughout the season that UT probably hasn't scored more than 50 points in a bunch of the games.
Yeah.
So for them to be down 27 already, that's a huge hill for them to climb. In the potential matchup the matchup of whoever's going to win this game, last count, Richwood's up 23-6 over Peoria High midway through the second quarter. And then also Anawan Amboy, it's currently at half, and Anawan is up 28-15 over Amboy.
All right, we'll try to get to an update. Also, Abingdon Avon playing. Where are they at? Down in Mount Sterling, I think.
Yes.
Long way away. Playing against a conference team in South Fulton for that 1A sectional championship. On the other side of the bracket, one upset last night. Prairie Central defeated Washington. And Morton had absolutely no trouble with East Peoria, as you would expect. But Prairie Central was a good team. I really didn't expect that game to go that way, though. We saw Prairie Central beat the Alleman Pioneers during the King Tournament. And, I thought – I thought Prairie Central was a good team. I didn't think they were that level of team. As Coach Massey said, he was surprised because he thought, at least last year, that Washington was probably the best team in the area. He thought probably this year they would have been as well. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alamon Pioneers 28-21. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan there on North Henderson Street in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streak road games. And driving a really nice certified pre-owned 2013 Nissan Murano tonight. It is white in color, low miles, a really, really nice vehicle. Very, very nice ride, the small SUV. And it's a certified pre-owned. Well, what does that mean? You get a 167-point inspection. What they say is if your doctor gave a checkup this thorough, probably put a limited warranty on you as well. So they check everything, anything and everything to do with the vehicle. Also, a 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty. It covers over 600 components, including the engine, drivetrain, and transmission. You get a Carfax vehicle history report as well. So certified pre-owned, you can buy with confidence. Now, if you drive through the lot right now, all the certified pre-owned vehicles are tagged. You can see the price on them. Some great deals on the certified pre-owns. Also, check out all the new Nissans on the lot. They've never had more, and got a lot of them there. Galesburg Nissan there on North Henderson Street in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
America's digital goddess, Kim Komando here. Cameras, camcorders, home electronics, HDTVs, computers, online security, privacy, Facebook, MySpace, Blu-ray, and MP3s. Phew. It's a good thing I'm so very gentle on your ears. If it's in your digital life, it's right here on your radio. After all, they don't call me America's digital goddess for nothing.
Kim Komando, Sunday mornings 9 until noon on WGIL.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store. Brands like Sperry, Sass, Dan's Cove, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrell, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove's.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. Learn what to expect in a music audition. The Central Illinois Youth Symphony will hold its What to Expect When You Audition workshop on March 8th in Peoria. It's free and possibly a great benefit to both student musicians and their parents. For details, head to WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Becoming cloudy tonight with a low of 2, temperatures staying steady or slowly rising after midnight with wind shear readings of 5 below to 15 below 0. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, a high of 25, lowest wind shear reading 0 to 10 below 0 in the morning. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow, a low of 22. Currently, it's 5 at WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Patty Walton of Galesburg, who won $75 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Patty, from WGIL.
Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm 11 at the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alamon Pioneers 28-21. They outscored the Pioneers 13-11 in the first quarter, 15-10 in the second quarter. Streaks, pretty balanced scoring attack. 7 points for Raina Gully. She's got a traditional three-point play, a three-point shot, and another free throw, 2 for 3 from the line for 7 points. 6 points for Lexi Daniels on 2 3-pointers. 6 points for Casey Williams on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Sammy Thompson on a basket and 1 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Shaley on a couple of baskets in the first quarter. 2 points for Sabrina Clay on a basket in the first quarter. Streaks just 3 for 8 from the free throw line. 3 3-pointers in the game. The Pioneers led by Izzy Anderson. She was hot with 11 points. 3 3-2s and 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Daria Gozo. 2 points for Miley Effington. 3 for Kennedy Prince. 2 3-pointers. 4 for 7 from the line for the Pioneers.
Real quick, turnovers. Streaks turned it over only 4 times. 6 turnovers for Allman. Streaks 14-11 edge on rebounding.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Raina Gully with it out high on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Gives to Casey Williams, top of the key. Casey dribbles left. Now back to the top of the key and picks up. Gets to Sabrina Clay out high right side. Right wing to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles left. Gives to Shaley, top of the key. Tried to get to Sabrina, posted up. She gets bumped from behind by Guzzo. And, you know, kind of that bailed the Streaks out there because Shaylee was making the pass. She thought Sabrina was going to stop on the post up, but Sabrina kept coming forward, and as she came forward, Guzzo pushed her. Well, that's her second foul.
We didn't also see any of those bump calls in the first half, so it'll be different here.
Inbound play.
Great pass by Casey right there into Sabrina. Sabrina with the left-handed layup.
Wide open under the basket. 30-21 Streaks, biggest lead of the ballgame. Now Anderson drives down the left side, missed the layup. Rebound tipped out, and Lexi Daniels comes up. A two-on-one break. Reyna to Sabrina Clay, lays it up. No, but she's fouled by Prince. Got her across the arm. Great fast break by the Streaks. That is the first foul on Kennedy Prince.
The important thing for the Streaks in this half is to, again, continue to keep your composure, but I think as many times as you can shoot the ball that close for the basket, the better off they're going
to
be.
Absolutely. Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots, 4 points in the ball game. She could give the Streaks a 10-point lead and does. 31-21 Streaks, 7:24 to play here in the third quarter. And you like to think, well, we can put this team away. It doesn't matter. They will keep coming at you till the final horn. If we were up 30, they keep coming at you. Second shot up and good by Sabrina Clay.
Sabrina off to a good start in this half.
32-21 Streaks. Anderson walks it across for the Pioneers. Met by Raina Gully. Right side it goes to Ethington. Now top of the key. This is Prince. Fires a three. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Raina Gully. Raina on the run. Down court to Sabrina Clay. Down the right side lane. Steps inside. Lays it up. Missed it. Got her own rebound, though. Gets knocked to the floor. Oh, and gets called for the travel. Well, it's going to go back to the Pioneers. That was a tough shot for Sabrina. She was on the dead run.
Who shot the three down here?
Kennedy Prince.
Thank you.
So Anderson will bring it back the other way for the Pioneers.
Trying to get an Abingdon score. It's 19-17 at half. Abingdon trails.
Trailing South Fulton. This is Prince with it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now down the right side of the lane. Scooped it up too short. And the rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. Now it's Raina Gully across midcourt left of the center circle. Raina calls out the play and sets the offense for the Streaks. Dribbles right. Gets a pick from Shaylee. Couldn't find her on the roll. Now gets to Sabrina Clay following up. Sabrina right baseline. Baby hook up and no good. Nearly got an over-the-back call.
Yeah, she's got to be careful.
Yeah. Lucky she didn't get called on that one. Now Prince with it on the right side. Top of the key. It is Guzzo out high left side. It's Ethington on the block pass tip by Casey Williams. It gets down to Ethington, and Casey got down there and tied her up. Nice job by Casey Williams as she tipped the pass initially, and as she was going after, she just decided to go ahead and double down, and Ethington nearly handed her the ball. Well, that narrow points toward the Pioneers.
Interesting. We see most of the time the jump ball gets called instantaneously when two people touch the ball. Right there, both players looked at the official while they were on the ball. No call, so they started to wrestle for it.
Guzzo traveled the lane before she got the shot up, but she gets it up off the glass and in. She's got six. Make it 32-23. First palindrome score of the night.
First basket of the second half for Allman.
6:05 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 32-23 lead. Right wing, it's Raina Gully. Brings it out high. Gets to Shaylee out high on the left side now. Left wing, it goes to Lexi Daniels. She'll dribble right. Picks up. Gets to Sabrina between the circles. Now high post to Shaylee Florian. Left side. Put it on the floor. Got knocked away from Oh, my goodness. Knocked away from behind by Ethington, and they gave it back to the Pioneers.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it went off of Shaylee's leg when it went to the floor. I couldn't really tell, but it definitely was knocked out by a Pioneer.
Ethington with it out high on the right side against Casey Williams. Top of the key to Anderson. Oh, a nice – oh, my goodness. A nice strip by Sabrina Clay, and she gets called for the foul, and Coach Massey is, I think, probably didn't want Sabrina out there guarding Izzy Anderson.
Yeah, probably not the best idea when she's already has two fouls to get her in a situation where she can pick up another one.
And that is her third now with 5:37 to play third quarter. Anderson right wing on the dribble. Working against Raina Gully. Looking over the defense. Now gets to Guzzo. High post right side at the elbow. Dribbles right to the wing. Hands off to Anderson. Fakes a three. Penetrates. Stops. Nice look to Ethington. Put it up. No good. But foul from behind. I think it's going to go against Lexi.
It is. And Lexi's lucky that ball didn't go in, because that was a pretty weak foul to be making right there. She would have been better off hitting her, if you will, a little harder than that.
First foul on Lexi Daniels, so Ethington goes to the free throw line. She hit her only two in the first half. Left-handed shot is up, and that one's too strong. No good. She had that was her only 2 points in the first half. As Sammy Thompson checks in for Sabrina Clay, who goes to the bench with three fouls. 5:23 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 32-23. Molly Ethington at the free throw line. 5'8 senior. Second shot is away, and that one is good. She's got three. Full court pressure from the Pioneers. Raina Gully on the dribble to Shaylee Florine. Now Casey Williams still in the backcourt. Gives to Shaylee. Now across midcourt it goes to Lexi Daniels. Now right of the center circle it is Raina Gully. Top of the key, Sammy Thompson gives to Shaylee. Right wing it goes to Raina. Backdoor pass left side to Shaylee. Came up short with the left hand. Shaylee, I think she didn't realize how wide open she was. Quickly back the other way. Prince on the high pass, able to bring it down on the left baseline. Now kicks to Guzzo, top of the key. She traveled with a no call. Now Anderson has it out high left side. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. That's unfortunate that Shaylee didn't get that one to fall.
Well, she had all day. She could have taken her time on it. She just didn't realize it. I think
now,
you're right.
Guzzo got around Shaylee. Shaylee did a nice job defensively. Guzzo went right up into the bottom of the glass, pulled the rebound back down, but Casey Williams swiped it away for the Streaks. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter, 32-24 Streaks. Raina Gully on the dribble out between the circles, gives to Shaylee Florine just inside the volleyball spike line. Right wing, it's Casey Williams. Top of the key, it's Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles left against Ethington, hands off to Raina Gully. Raina to the right elbow, spins into the paint, nice move, up off the glass and in. In fact, I think Guzzo, I think, got a piece of the ball as Raina was going up. She was able to muscle right through it, put the shot up and in. She's got 9, 34-24 Streaks.
We've talked all season about how strong Raina is, and when she gets the ball in there, she's not only is she strong, but she does a great job of creating space for herself. She showed it again right there.
Ethington down on the low block, left side, drives in, puts it up to the left hand, and good. First basket for Molly Ethington. She's got 5, 34-26 Streaks, 3:45 to play third quarter. Lexi Daniels out high on the right side. Sammy Thompson on the right wing. Now it's Shaylee Florine, and I don't know what happened underneath. But
Coach Mancy was upset because it looked like Ethington was holding Sammy Thompson.
Now Lexi with a three right wing was no good. Rebound came down to Ethington. Now it is Wendell with it. On the block it goes to Guzzo on the left side. Turns and faces up and fell and traveled with it. And, yeah, there you go. There's the call. They didn't call it initially. But she turned and, like, just lost her footing. She went to make a move, and her foot slipped out from under her. Sabrina Clay back in for the Streaks.
She's going to the bench, too. A little hobbled on the ankle. I don't know if it's one of those where, you know, you were a little embarrassed by the play, but to the bench nonetheless.
3:18 to play third quarter, 34-26 Streaks. Raina Gully will walk it up. Shaylee Florine gets a rest as Sabrina came in to replace her. Sammy Thompson gives left wing to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles right, picks up, gives to Lexi on the left wing. Back to Casey on high left side. Now Sabrina between the circles. Gives to Raina. She got bumped, and the official just watched it. No call. Now Raina on the right wing, picks up, gives to Sammy on high right side, wide open, and passes it up. Now gives to Lexi. Lexi goes inside the top of the key, now gives to Sabrina, right wing, it's Casey Williams. She'll bring it to the top of the key and gives to Sammy Thompson. Back to Casey, out high on the right side. Sammy, top of the key to Raina Gully between the circles. Dribbles right, cut off by Anderson, now brings it back out between the circles with 2:36 to play in the third. Now Sabrina Clay out high left side to Sammy Thompson between the circles, got poked away by Wyatt. Sammy's able to run it down and gives to Raina right of the center circle. Raina Gully directs some traffic. Holds on for now. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles left. Gets to Sabrina right of the center circle.
Streaks don't need to be in a hurry here. You just run your offense. You've got Shaylee on the bench, so you don't have that automatic inside presence. So just keep working until you get something.
Casey to Lexi right. Baseline for three. Good! Casey with a penetration through to the defender. Lexi wide open in the right corner, puts it up and in. 37-26 Streaks, under 2 minutes to play in the third. Now Anderson fires a 16-footer from out high on the left side. That's good. That's her first basket of the second half. She's got 13 in the game, 37-28. Fast break by the Streaks. Break the full court pressure. Lexi Daniels to Sabrina Clay running the floor. Sabrina lays it up and in. She's got 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game, 39-28 Streaks. Great job breaking the press by the Streaks. Anderson on the dribble, top of the key. Goes left and gives to Hillman out high on the left side. To Anderson on the left baseline. Anderson looks at Raina Gully. Now brings it to the wing. Now she'll penetrate. Scoops a shot up. And it's good. And a foul's going to be called on
Hopefully
Sammy
it's not
Thompson.
On Sabrina. Sabrina was there too.
It's going to go. Let's see. Yep. Oh, they did call Sabrina. That's her fourth foul. I think the way Sammy shook her head, I think she thought it was on her.
Well, Sammy's got to try to get that one. Put your hand up, call for the foul, say it was on you. Because now Sabrina has four fouls. She's going to be on the bench for a while.
So Shaylee checks back in for her. 1:28 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 39-30. Izzy Anderson to the free throw line. It's up and good. Converts a three-point play. She's got 16 in the game. Make it 39-31 Streaks. Full court pressure. Casey Williams in the backcourt. And I don't know how the Alamo fans could not think that was a block, as there was no way Hillman was set as Casey tried to get around her, and Hillman knocked her out of bounds.
Yeah, Hillman tried to take away the sideline from Casey while she was trying to break the press. She slid at the last second when Casey was going around her, got bumped, and the Alamo fans all wanted the charge.
Three team fouls on the Pioneers this half, second on Hillman. Raina Gully on the dribble, gets to Sammy Thompson between the circles, right wing to Casey. Casey Williams looks over the defense, top of the key, Lexi. Thought about pulling the trigger on the three and waited too long on that one. She's probably out a little bit high and didn't get her feet set anyway. Just over a minute to play. Now Coach Massey says, let's reset. And it's Casey on the left wing. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley, who missed her on the roll. Now it's Sammy out high right side, right wing to Raina. 51 seconds to play in the third. 39-31 streaks. Shaley Foreign gives to Lexi Daniels, left wing, dribbles right, out between the circles, and gives to Sammy Thompson out high right side to Casey Williams, and she'll bring it back out between the circles with 40 seconds to play.
Shaley needs to roll harder. She's hit a couple of good screens, but when she rolls off, she just kind of stops and looks back at the ball. She's got to roll to the basket and look for the ball.
And again, Anderson bumps Casey from behind, and they don't call the foul.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's right in front of the official. And nobody warned Casey she was coming from behind, but there should have been a foul anyway. She knocked it out of bounds. The Streaks have it in front of their own bench. 29.7 to play.
I mean, there's some blatant contact there. I don't get that no call.
And it comes to Raina right of the center circle. She'll hold on for now with 27 seconds to play. Now to Shaley out high left side. Left wing to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles right, goes to the top of the key, gives to Sammy. Right wing to Raina. 19 seconds to play. Now it's Shaley between the circles with 17. Lexi dribbles right, picks it up, and gets to Sammy right of the center circle with 12. Now Raina right of the center circle with 10. Now with 9. Dribbles right. Gets picked from Sammy. Goes to the baseline. Picks up. Gets to Sammy. She'll penetrate. Splits the defenders and got fouled.
Yeah.
Nice job by Sammy.
This
going
to be on Izzy Anderson.
Yeah, 3.6 to play here in the quarter.
And she's
yeah, she's trying to hide, yeah.
Well, no, she was visually upset, was yelling towards the official. She's lucky that it's just a foul because I think she used some words that you're not supposed to use.
That was her second foul. 3.6 to play. Casey inbounds to Lexi. Fires from the right baseline. It's an air ball. Sammy tips the rebound up. Can't get it. Taken away by Hillman. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a lead heading into the final 8 minutes of the regional championship. It's Galesburg 39, Alamo 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL with this reminder. Have breakfast for lunch or supper tomorrow at the 67th Annual Galesburg Noon Lions Pancake Festival. Sausage, eggs, and pancakes serve from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7 at First United Methodist Church on North Kellogg. Check our events calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Laughing, the Oliver student section. They got a pretty good following over here. They're doing the We Got the Spirit. Yes, we do. We Got the Spirit. How about you? And the Galesburg student section is over there now. They're just kind of sitting there. It's mostly young men over there, and they're just kind of looking up and pointing at the scoreboard. We've got 8 minutes to play in the regional championship game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alamo Pioneers 39-31. Galesburg with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They bring out Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, and Shaley Foreign. Sabrina Clay on the bench with four fouls. Left baseline, Casey for three. Good! On the feed from Raina Gully, Casey for three. She's got 9 in the ballgame, 42-31 streaks.
Yeah, good way to start this quarter. That's exactly what the streaks needed.
Anderson pulls up with a step back, 15-footer, no good. Shaley with a rebound. And, you know, I think fortunately for the Streaks, although she's a good player, I think Anderson's going to try to do it all.
Well, and that's fine because I think she's also fairly limited in range because the Streaks are going to take away the three. They'll let her get some of those twos.
Casey Williams between the circles. Streaks maybe going to run a little clock here as they've got it out, kind of running the weave out top. Now Lexi Daniels gives to Raina Gully just outside the center circle with 7:14 to play in the ball game. Sammy Thompson dribbles right. Gives to Raina Gully, top of the key. Now to Shaley in the paint. Puts it up with the left hand short. Sammy with a rebound. Left side up off the glass and in. Sammy Thompson with 5 in the ballgame. She's made some really big plays for the Streaks. And Jay Hatch calls a timeout. I don't know where he thinks he's indicating a charge. I don't know where he thinks that would have happened. But it's is this going to be a full or a 30? It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:57 to play. Galesburg 44, Alamo 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
6:57 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 44-31.
In order to
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Don Morris Jim here at Alleman High School. Pioneers with the basketball. In it comes to Anderson. She'll walk it across in the center circle and work against Raina Gully. Anderson between the circles now on the dribble. Left wing it goes to Prince. Prince holds on. Steps back, fires a three. That's no good. Rebound on the weak side, and it's taken away from Shaley. Oh. She blocked Guzzo's shot, but Shaley's going to be called for her second foul, and Daria Guzzo's going to go to the free throw line. I think what happened, Shaley was flat-footed, and she just swiped at the ball and took it away. I don't know that there's any contact, but it, you know, when you do it that way and you swipe at the ball, it looks like there is, whether there is or not.
Well, and you know the officials are going to be a little bit more productive right now with the score the way it is and the fact that they've already got the Almond fans all over them.
Guzzo with 6 points, missed that free throw. 44-31 streak, 6:41 to play in the ball game. The winner of this game moves on to the LaSalle Peru sectional against the winner of the Richwoods Peoria High game. Second shot no good. She's 0 for 4 from the line. Shaley with a rebound.
For four.
Or one. Oh, she did hit one?
Yeah, she hit one back in the first quarter.
Oh, okay. Now it's Sammy out high right side, right wing to Casey Williams outside the three-point arc. To Lexi out high right side. She'll fire the three. That's short. Didn't get set too well on that one. The rebound comes down to Guzzo. She gives way to Ethington. Ethington down the left side lane. Rather, it's Wendell. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey with a rebound. Casey Williams across midcourt right side. Beautiful defensive play by Casey Williams. Possible Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game right there, too.
Yeah, great play right there by Casey. She goes up. She made sure the ball came off the fingertips first, and then she got the nice block.
Sammy just inside the top of the key, gives to Casey, left wing, dribbles right, goes to the top of the key, picks up, gives to Shaley out high right side with 5:55 to play. Hands off to Lexi. She'll dribble left, gives to Sammy out high left side, left wing to Raina Gully. Raina, left baseline, now spins back out, stops, picks up, and gives to Shaley between the circles. Now right wing, it goes to Casey Williams. Streets content to work a little clock. Dangerous pass there. Raina able to reel it in. Now it's Sammy Thompson between the circles. Raina out high right side. Now top of the key, Lexi Daniels. Inside it goes to Shaley in the paint. Oh. Put it up, got it.
And they're saying no shot.
How
they blew the whistle well before. Yeah. There was not even any contact by the time they blew the whistle.
Ethington got called for the foul. Shaley got to post up, turned and went up for the basket. And the whistle blew as she was turning. And she turned away from Ethington. And Ethington acting like she got hit in the chin. I don't know how that could have happened.
Well, she's been doing that since the whistle blew. So
yeah. So Ethington picks up the foul. That's her second. Five team fouls on the Pioneers. 5:32 to play in the ballgame. Casey Williams inbound from the right baseline. And it comes in the backcourt. It goes to Raina. What was that? Was it at Rock Island? That call got called as an over and back when she jumped for the back. Front court into the backcourt. Oh, nice bounce pass. Raina Gully to Sammy Thompson up and in. Wow. Raina Gully drew two defenders and bounced, went up in the air and threw the bounce pass to Sammy. Wide open, laid it up and in.
Yeah, great play. Raina again showing how good she is with that basketball in her hands.
46-31 streaks, 5:08 to play in the ballgame. Prince gives out high to Guzzo on the right side. Guzzo looking over the defense, now down the left side of the lane. Shaley follows her, puts her hands up, and she missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Sammy Thompson. Nice defensive job by Shaley Florine. Just bothered Guzzo enough on the shot. Now here we go. Finally, Izzy Anderson gets called for the foul, bumping Raina Gully out near midcourt, and she's acting like she didn't do anything. I mean, she's been doing it the entire ball game. At that time, it wasn't quite as blatant as some we've seen throughout the game, and that's her third foul.
Well, the winner of this game is going to play the winner of Richwood's Peoria High. It was 23-6 early in the game, 37-29 Richwood's at half. Right now, after three quarters, Peoria High's up 51-49.
Really? Now Raina gets knocked to the floor. Beautiful move in the paint. Split the defenders. And if it goes against Anderson, that's her fourth. There was two
green jerseys
there. I
don't know. It's either her or Prince.
Yeah, it did go against Izzy Anderson. She just picked up her fourth foul. They kind of sandwiched Raina as she spun and went up. So Raina goes to the free throw line with two shots and four fouls now on Izzy Anderson with 4:43 to play in the ballgame. So Peoria High is up. My goodness. Shot for Raina is up and good.
Raina just really showing what kind of player she is right now. I mean, just taking control of this offense. She's got 6 assists in the game.
10 points now.
Yeah. Jeez.
47-31. Streaks 443 to play. Second shot up and good as well. As the Streaks lead 48-31. Anderson brings it across for the Pioneer. She's on the dribble between the circles. Top of the key now. Left wing it goes to Hillman. Hillman against Lexi Daniels. Gets a pick from Guzzo. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane and scoops up the shot. No good. Guzzo, though, with a weak side rebound, puts it up and in. She got in there and got that streak smartly. Didn't even contest her on the shot. Now the Streaks break the full court press. Lexi, right wing, doesn't pull the trigger on the three. The Streaks will pull it out and run some clock. Good move there by Lexi.
Yeah, and you know, this is where if you're the Streaks, you want to be deliberate on offense. No quick shots. You'll take a basket if it's there, but run your offense.
Lexi with it out high on the right side on the dribble in front of the Streaks bench across from us. And now
Shaylee's got to be careful. She's putting her hand down on the hip, and she's going to get called for a foul here, I believe.
Well, yep.
It was a good call. Basically, what Shaylee was doing was Guzzo was putting her hand straight up in the air, and every time Shaylee would put her hand down on the hip to kind of control Guzzo. She's got to use her elbows. If you're going to do anything, you use your elbows to control her while she's behind you. You can't use your actual hand because that's where that hook call gets made.
Three on Shaylee. Sabrina Clay checks back in. She's got four. 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 48-33. 17 fouls on Alleman. Streaks will be shooting free throws from here on out. 5 team fouls on the Streaks. This is Guzzo out high right side at the high post. Dribbles down the right side lane. Now outside the lane. Gets to Anderson in the lane. And she scooped the shot up no good after a travel. And a rebound comes down to Sabrina. And she traveled with it. They're going to call that one.
Well, Shaylee's got to be careful. Yeah. She's getting a little vocal right now. Your team is up. You've just got to control it if you're Shaylee. We talked about composure. And now the official's talking to her. And she says, my fault. She's got to control it. You're up by 15, but there's still 3:41 left to go. We can't afford to lose anybody.
Inbound comes to Hillman in the paint. Turnaround, baby hook up off the glass and good. First basket for Mallory Hillman. 48-35 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Raina Gully in the center circle. And it was a good call. I think just she was upset because the first travel didn't get called.
Right.
Now it's Casey Williams on the dribble between the circles. Picks up, gives to Sabrina. Now it's Raina Gully on the right wing. Raina brings it out high, gives to Shaylee out between the circles, and they've taken Izzy Anderson off Raina Gully. She's guarding Casey Williams now. Now it's Sabrina. Now it's Casey. Ooh, a reach by Guzzo not called. Now Shaylee out high on the left side. And I would almost let Raina go against Hillman.
Oh, yeah, I'd clear it out. I would clear this out, and I would let Raina just go because I think she can burn Hillman off the dribble.
Sabrina has it, holds on, hands off to Lexi on the right wing. 2:52 to play in the ballgame. Shaylee Florine between the circles, hands off to Raina. Now she's got it near the center circle. Hillman not even close enough to get the count started. Now it's to Shaylee. Left wing to Casey Williams. Casey gives to Sabrina Clay. Now it's Raina on the right wing, 2:35 to play. Raina gets pushed along the baseline, passes, and it's tipped, but it's coming down with it was Lexi. Now it's Casey Williams. Couldn't see Lexi in the corner. Mm-hmm. The Alleman fans blocking us there. Now Raina left of the center circle. 2:20 to play in the ball game. Streaks doing a nice job of protecting the basketball. Now a bump is going to go against Raven Wyatt. And Sabrina Clay is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of one bonus. 2:19 to play in the Streaks leading 48-35.
Well, Rocky's going to sew up the regional title at Ottawa. After three quarters of play, they're up 59-23 over UT. And one should easily pull off a win as well. At their sectional, they're up 42-22 over Amboy.
Sabrina Clay at the free throw line. 2:19 to play. Streaks lead 48-35.
Morton doing some scouting of this game.
Free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to the floor, and Hillman finally is able to grab it. Or no, Wyatt, and she double dribbled actually. She brought it down, dribbled, lost it, picked it up, and dribbled again. Now Wyatt down on the right baseline, picks up, gives to Wendell. Wendell hanging on out high on the right side with 2:04 to play. The good thing for us right now is that Alleman's being deliberate on offense. We like it when they take time to run a play. Now Anderson drives in, puts a Ooh. Shot up against Raina.
I didn't think there was going to be a foul there called at first, and there was a lot of contact, and finally the whistle did blow, and Raina's going to get called for her first, I believe.
Yeah, first foul of the ball game on Raina Gully. So Anderson goes to the free throw line. She's got 4 fouls. And she'll go to the free throw line with 2 shots, 1:54 to play. Yeah, just the first foul on Raina Gully. She's done a nice job staying out of foul trouble while guarding Anderson, who hits the first free throw.
South Fulton up 33-30 over A-Town. 5:20 left to go in the game.
What a great story that is if they can win that one. My goodness, the Tornadoes came into the postseason under 500. Second shot, no good. Shaley with a rebound to Raina Gully in the backcourt. She'll work against Izzy Anderson. Raina with it. Gets it across midcourt, right side in the corner. Gets to Sabrina out between the circles. Over left side, it goes to Shaley down on the left block. Spins in the paint. Lost the handle on, but Sabrina runs it down.
Allman wanted to travel, but she didn't have the ball in her hands.
Now Wyatt mugging Raina. They finally call the foul on the third time. She came up, put her hand on her, hand check. That's a foul number one. Then grabbed her arm. They didn't call it. Then the next time she pushed her, then they called it. So Raina Gully's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. That's 19 fouls. After this, the Streaks will shoot two for the rest of the game. 1:33 to play. Second foul on Wyatt. Streaks lead 48-36. Prince back in. She'll replace Caitlin DeWitt for the Pioneers. Streaks with their starting five on the floor. Shaley Florine, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully at the free throw line. Lexi Daniels and Casey Williams. First shot for Raina, up and good. She will get the bonus. She's got 12 points in the ball game and has done a great job running the Streaks offense. Raina Gully, the 5'5 sophomore at the free throw line. Second shot is up and perfect. 4-for-4 from the line here in the third quarter. She's 6-for-7 in the ball game. Now she missed the first one,
right.
Yeah. Missed her first, hasn't missed since. Anderson dribbles right, stops, pulls up with an 8-footer. It's blocked, and the rebound comes down to Shaley. Now a 2-on-1 break for the Streaks, and Casey Williams is going to pull it out, though, and run some clock. Smart senior move by Casey. Gives to Lexi Daniels, new midcourt. Now it's Raina in the center circle, 1:12 to play. Raina dribbles left, now to Casey Williams. And all the Alamo fans won't foul her. Now Wyatt reaches in and is called for the foul. I don't know if that's what Jay Hatch wanted or not because they weren't doing it. Part of it was Anderson was out there initially on the ball, and if she can't foul because she's got four. So Casey Williams will go to the free throw line with two shots now for the Streaks, as that is the 10th team foul on the Pioneers.
Well, all you have to do here is just hit free throws, and it should salt this game away.
64 seconds to play. Streaks lead 50-36. First shot for Casey is up and good.
Casey had missed her first two in the game.
She's got 10.
She's had a great game, too. 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and a rebound.
Looks like Jay Hatch is conceding as he's clearing his bench. Second shot for Casey, up and good as well.
Wow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that they're coming back.
No, but
you don't normally see that in a regional championship game either.
No. Now that these are
Coach
seniors are getting in.
No,
that one's a junior, and that one is a those were both juniors that came in for Alleman. Now, let's see. Megan Verstraet, also a junior. She's moving on to the three-point contest. Michaela Hurd, a senior.
Coach Mancy has not done the same yet.
Megan Schuneman, a sophomore. 54 seconds to play. Down the right side of the lane, this was Schuneman, or excuse me, that's Anna Noe, and lost the basketball out of bounds. Streaks get it back with 50.6 seconds to play, leading 52-36.
Well, this is always what concerns me. This is part of the game. The other team's brought in their reserves. You do not want an injury or something crazy to happen. Now Coach Massey calling a timeout so he can bring in his bench players and
we'll bring
a large hand for the starters.
So checking in, Madison Ross, Kayla Townsell, Sage Milroy,
Emily
Meinert, and Kylie Townsell. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg for providing our transportation. Check out the certified pre-owned Nissans. We're driving a 2013 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue, white in color, very nice car, low miles, and all the certified pre-owned vehicles are tagged with the price on them. You don't even have to haggle at all. See the price and check out the one you like. Also, check out all the brand new Nissans on the lot. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. 34 seconds to play. This is Kayla Townsell on the right wing to Sage Milroy on high right side. Back to, it's stolen away. Tried to get it to Kayla. Now dribbling down the left side. This is Hurd for Alleman. Kicks it out. Shot put up by Cassie Wales. She missed. Madison Ross with the rebound. Now it's Kayla Townsell with it. 15 seconds to play. Kayla can probably just dribble it out. Now with 10. Dribbles left. Gets picked from Emily Meinert with 8. Picks it up now. Gets to Emily down on the left block. It's knocked away and stolen by Noe. 4 seconds to play. 3 seconds to play. 2 seconds to play. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks are regional champions as they defeat the Alleman Pioneers on their home floor. The final, Galesburg 52, Alleman 36. So the Streaks move on to the sectional at La Salle Peru. They will play Monday night. The game scheduled to start at 7:30, the second game of the night, as the Streaks come out with a win here tonight over the Alaman Pioneers. 52-36 is the final score. And do we have a final yet from the Richwood Central game?
Last update I have, Peoria High up 58-55, 4:17 left to go. Central has the basketball.
52-36, Streaks win it here tonight. And they get a nice standing ovation from the Galesburg faithful that are here tonight. Streaks outscored the Pioneers 13-5 in that final quarter. You know, we were talking about coming into this game that Shaylee Florine was you know, so big. She scored 12 the first time we played them, 23 the second time. Those two baskets she had early in the game, that was it, just 4 points for Shaylee.
Yeah, but she did contribute in other ways.
Yeah,
10
absolutely.
Rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block.
So they're getting ready to present the regional championship plaque to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As Athletic Director Steve Smithers here is getting ready to present it, talking about how good the sportsmanship was between these two teams. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our wireless mic here and get out there and get a chance to
talk with some of the Streak players here as they're presented the championship trophy by Alaman Athletic Director Steve Smithers. 52-36, the final score.
Well, while Tom's doing that, I'll update some of the other scores as the Streaks take the plaque. 5:23 left to go at Ottawa. Rocky, again, as I said earlier, going to walk away with a championship, a regional championship. 68-23, they're up right now. Anawan up with 3:56 left to go. They're up by 18. Amboy trying to mount a comeback, just has not been able to do it. And update on the Richwoods Peoria High game. Now the Streaks play the winner of that game. Peoria High has relinquished the lead once again. Richwood's up 61-60 with 2:41 left to go in that one. So, again, the Streaks victorious here, 52-36. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to WGIL and WGIL.com. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Becoming cloudy tonight with a low of 2. Temperatures staying steady or slowly rising after midnight with wind shear readings of 5 below to 15 below 0. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, a high of 25. Lowest wind shear reading 0 to 10 below 0 in the morning. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow, a low of 22. Currently, it's 5 at WGIL.
Final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Welcome back to Don Morris Gym. The Streaks have just won the regional championship 52-36. Time's on the floor with Shaylee Florine.
Here with Galesburg Junior Shaylee Florine. Shaylee, first off, congratulations. That had to be fun tonight.
Awesome game. I couldn't be more proud of my team and everybody and how we worked hard together and we grinded it out to the end. I couldn't be happier.
Well, you know, against this team in game one, you had 12 points. You turn around and had 23. They couldn't stop you, so they obviously made a concerted effort to double down and try to stop you. You only had 4 points early in the game, but you did a lot of other things that really contributed.
We expected their pressure. Anytime somebody has a good game, especially Allman, they're very good about scouting and knowing the other teams. So we expected them to come out and play really tough D on the inside and partially the outside because they know that Lexi can get hot anytime too. So I just had to take on a different role tonight, and I'm happy that we could get it done.
I know it's kind of hard to keep your composure out there sometimes because they really let them play. I know you guys were getting some contact on just about every shot. Does that get frustrating for you? Just try to kind of play through it.
It does. It gets very frustrating, but especially at this point in the season, composure and moving on is key, and we can't stress that enough. So we just had to fight through it, and we did.
Congratulations again, Shaylee.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's see who else we can get here, Eric. Let me walk over and see if I can get a word with a couple of the other starters here. We got Casey Williams here. Casey, congratulations first off on the win.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this one. You know, you knew it was going to be a tough matchup. You knew when you played up here first time, you went to overtime. You handled them pretty well down at our place, but boy, what a tough game. You knew they were going to be tough defensively on you.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to beat a team three times, so I'm just so happy for our team that we stuck with it because they knew what we were going to do. They shut down our post, but we just kept moving the ball, and it feels really good to get this win.
Well, in the first game of the regional, you struggled a little bit offensively. You didn't score as much, but you did a lot of other things that really helped. Tonight, you did those same things, but then the offense came for you too.
Yeah, I did. I was really happy like that I could make my shots, but that's not just it. We had to play good defense, and that's what we did. And other people were making their shots too, and we were getting the good calls, and that's just how it went.
Was there a point where you felt, yeah, we can really do this? When you got up by, I think, 8 or 9 at one point, they kind of fought their way back. Then you got up by 10 or 11. Is that when you kind of felt you had it in control?
After half, we always say we're coming out 0-0, and we came out, and when we had that little run, I was like, we can do this. We have this. We can't let them get back in it, and that's what we did.
Casey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Galesburg senior Casey Williams, and let's see, you got a couple other players. I'm going to try to find Raina Gully. She's around here somewhere. Well, then we'll talk to Lexi Daniels real quick here. And Lexi and Sabrina, don't walk away. Need to talk to you guys. Congratulations first off on the win.
Thank you.
Sabrina, you got in a little foul trouble late, but you did a really nice job in the first half. And I know it was tough for you guys in the post, you and Shaylee, as they were really concentrating on trying to prevent the easy shots.
Yeah.
Well, you did a nice job, though, getting in. I thought you guys defensively really did a great job against a tough team.
Yeah, we said that we're going to go out and we're going to win this game, play D, talk, and that's what we did tonight.
And, Lexi, you hit your first three, and then you struggled a little bit, but you kind of got the eye back later in the game.
Yeah, I did. I knew if I relaxed and set my feet and just shot like I knew how, everything would be okay, and I knew I had my team there to back me up through a big game like this.
Did you feel the pressure at all? I mean, this was a really exciting game. Of course, their fans were really into it, and ours were as well.
Yeah, I felt the pressure in the first quarter when they made their first basket and everybody went wild. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a really, really tough game.
And, you know, when it gets to this point of the season, you know you're one and done, so there's always that little bit of added pressure too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And for the seniors, we always want to do it for them. And we know that if we play like a hard team and play like we did at the beginning of the season, that we're a team that it's hard to be stopped.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's see. I'm going to try to – oh, Raina Gully's over here closer to where Eric's at. See if we can get a word with point guard Raina Gully. Raina, first off, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
Boy, what we talked about the job you did, the points came for you, but the way you ran the offense tonight, I mean, you've got Izzy Anderson out there guarding you. She's kind of bumping you all over the floor, which probably bothered us maybe even more than it bothered you, but you did a great job of getting the team into the offense.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a very tough competitor. She's always put on pressure, and she is a senior. She had a great season, and it's always tough going against her. It has been this year and last year, and I give her compliments for the way that she plays. She's a good ball player.
And, you know, she had her share of points, but it was throughout the third quarter. I don't think she scored till late in the third and then into the fourth quarter, and you were doing a really nice job on her. And, in fact, the foul they called on you near the end when she penetrated, that was your first foul. And on the other hand, she just, I mean, they only called four on her, but she had four. You did a really nice job against her.
Thank you. Defense is all effort, and this was an important game. We were all going hard, and I knew I had to step up guarding her.
How about on the offensive end? You made some really nice moves. You had a beautiful pass. You kind of almost went up in the air and a bounce between the defenders to a wide-open Sammy. What were you seeing, or you just kind of react?
Something that you get used to, knowing where the players are on the floor the more you play with them. And this year, that's definitely been something that I've improved on, is passing, because I'm more used to playing with the girls. And Sammy was in the right spot, and she got the pass, got the layup up, and my pass was just the step to get her to that point.
Do you like playing in this kind of atmosphere? It's kind of hostile, but pretty loud too.
Oh yes, I love the excitement. I think the team does. It pumps us up. We always play better in this kind of atmosphere.
Raina, congratulations on the
Thank
win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Raina Gully, 5'5 guard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who win it here tonight by a final score of 52-36 over the Alamann Pioneers. And the Streaks move on to the sectional at La Salle Peru. They'll play Monday night. The game is scheduled for 7:30 Monday night. It'll be the second game of the night against, was it Peoria Central? Did they come out with a win?
I believe, game's not over yet. They're still playing tight. So why don't we take a break real quick, and we'll come back and see if we can get Coach Massey for an interview. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball post-game show. Regional champions, 52-36 over Alamann. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
The Silver Streaks.
Streaks into the front court. Meeker, left there. Wing, three, yes, got it.
We needed that one, thank you.
Silver Streaks boys basketball.
Down low, Shaw, underneath Ross, pump fakes up there and in off the glass.
WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee.
Now Joe drives baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Joe Williams breaks the press all by himself, drives for the basket, and gets the foul.
Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alamann High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional championship. They defeat the Alamann Pioneers 52-36. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, All Together Better. First off, coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win here tonight.
Thank you. After last year, as tough as the loss was in the regional championship, obviously, this was a big win for us.
And a great atmosphere for basketball. Their student section was very boisterous, and I asked a couple of the girls. They said that they really loved the atmosphere. It was nice to see that, and our fans were loud at the end as well.
Right, and, I'd have to say, too, Alamann, as far as tournaments we've been to, that this was as well-run, and you're saying, well, what's the big deal? They just have the gym there and stuff. But they were outstanding in terms of what they did, of how they ran it, and very classy the whole way. After the game, Jay came over and gave us the ball and stuff. So it was very well done.
You knew it was going to be a tough game. They're a tough team. They don't quit coming at you. Was there a point at all that you felt you were kind of in control of things? Maybe at least early in that fourth quarter, you got up by 10 or 11 and were just able to really, really sustain at that point.
Well, I thought, the big deal was we with like maybe 4:10, started to kind of run a little bit of delay, and we got it down under 3 minutes, a minute off the clock. And I thought that was big, but I don't think we I don't remember if we made the free throws, but what was bigger was then they went down to the other end and they didn't make the shot. And So that kept it spread out then.
You know, obviously they made a concerted effort to keep Shaley from getting too many easy looks. She just had the 4 points early in the ball game, but she still did a lot of other things that to contribute and help in your offensive scheme.
Well, right, and the big deal was then Sabrina and Sam came off. I thought Sam's game was huge in the third and fourth quarter for us.
Yeah, in fact, and there was one defensive play she had where she blocked the shot and got the rebound on it. I think Casey had one of those as well. And boy, Raina, what a job she did at the point guard. You know, she's just one of those that sees the floor and kind of, I guess, sees the play happening as it goes. I mentioned to her one of the plays she made that kind of went up in the air with a bounce pass between the defenders to Sammy wide open.
Right, yeah, and she didn't turn it over many times and got the ball in the right place, and she's much more confident with her shot, did a good job. But we could go on. You know, yeah. Casey, as usual, does a great job defensively on things, and Lexi hit some big shots. So it was a good night for us.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. You'll play Monday night, the late game up at LaSalle. You'll take on the Richwoods Knights. Any thoughts on that one, or you just want to enjoy this one right now?
We'll enjoy this now, and then, you know, we've had a chance. We've got film on them. I've watched, you know, more games than I want to, but we'll end up be ready. We'll end up this weekend work and do the best job we can.
Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our coach's interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. Well, we talked to a bunch of the players. I guess we should name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, we talked about Sammy. She had some big plays, big defensive plays. She scored, what'd she end up with? Seven in the ball game. Casey with some big defensive plays. She ended up in double figures. Raina Gully at point guard, the way she ran the show. I'm kind of leaning that direction.
Well, but that's interesting you say that, because I was actually leaning towards Sammy Thompson.
Okay,
and
okay.
Here's why. Sammy's block and rebound that you talked about led to a Lexi three on that possession. The next time down the floor, the Streaks got a two from Casey Williams. At the time of the block rebound, the Streaks were down 21-18. After that block rebound, the Streaks went on a 16-3 run to take control of the game at 32-21, and they go on for the victory.
All right, well, let's do that then. Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. What a nice night for Sammy. We don't see her normally score that much. She doesn't usually look for a shot, but we saw her a couple times, you know, once on a rebound where she went right back up and drew the contact. And what a nice game for Sammy. I know I didn't get a chance to. It was kind of bedlam out there on the floor. I didn't get a chance to chat with her. So Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Let's take a timeout, and we'll regroup here and run down our postgame stats. Streaks winning here tonight, 52-36 is the final score as Galesburg wins the regional championship. They move on to the sectional Monday night up at LaSalle Peru. They'll take on the Richwoods Knights. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Increases in education spending and pension cuts are highlights of Governor Bruce Rauner's budget address. Hear the entire address by going to WGIL.com.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional championship over the host Alleman Pioneers by a final score of 52-36. Streaks outscored the Pioneers 13-5 in that fourth and deciding quarter. Our post-game final stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with a balanced scoring attack. We mentioned just four for Shaylee Florine early in the ball game, and you saw, if you were here, and hopefully we described it well, that they were just really trying to do everything they could to keep Shaylee from really getting close to the basket, pushing her away, and she did have a couple of shots that she would normally make, especially the way she had been playing lately. In fact, she was 10 for 10 from the field the other night, but they did a concerted effort to keep her from scoring, so that's when everybody else picked up the slack. 8 points for Sabrina Clay, even though she had some foul trouble. She scored 6 in that third quarter. She had 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 11 points for Casey Williams on 3 twos, a 3, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Raina Gully with 13 points on the night, 6 for 7 for the free throw line. She missed her first and then made her last 6, including 4 for 4 that first quarter. Raina also hit a 3-pointer in the game on a couple of twos. 9 points for Lexi Daniels on 3 3-pointers, and 7 points for Sammy Thompson off the bench. Sammy with a nice night, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The streaks were just 3 for 8 in the first half from the free throw line, hit 8 of 9 in the second half, 11 for 17 for the ball game, 5 3-pointers. Pointers in the ball game. Izzy Anderson, 17 points to lead the way for the Pioneers. Just one three-pointer for her. Let's see. 8 points on the night for Daria Guzzo. 5 for Molly Effington. 3 points for Kennedy DePrince on a three-pointer in the first quarter. 2 points for Mallory Hillman. That's the only scoring for the Pioneers. So the streaks win it by a final of 52-36.
Well, team stat-wise, only nine turnovers for all men. Streaks at 11, a few of them right at the end after they had salted away the game. The rebounding battle, 28-20. Streaks out rebound them, 8-6 on the offensive boards. All men, 13 of 38 from the field, including 2 of 7 from distance. Streaks, 18 of 37, 5 of 14 from long distance. You look at some individual stats, 10 rebounds for Shaylee Florine to go with her 4 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 rebounds for Sabrina Clay with a block, 4 rebounds for Sammy Thompson, an assist and a block. Casey Williams had 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 11 points, 1 rebound. So a nice complete game again for Casey Williams. 9 points, 4 rebounds for Lexi Daniels with 2 assists. Then Tom told you about 13 points for Raina Goley. She also had 6 assists and 3 rebounds. So a great game for her as well.
Streaks win it here tonight, 52-36. Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks back in action on Monday night when they'll play the sectional opener against the Richwoods Knights from Peoria. They'll play up in LaSalle, Peru. It'll be the late game scheduled for 7:30, so around 7:06 for the pregame. Now, tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are in action. They'll be on the road at Rock Island to take on the Rocks. Streaks still a shot at doing something for that Western Big Six title. So Brad and Jim will have that action for you. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off tomorrow night from Rock Island. So, again, the Streaks win it here tonight. What an exciting, exciting ball game, Eric. It was a great atmosphere, as you would expect in the postseason, especially for a regional championship game.
Yeah, the big thing now is you've got to get over this win. Celebrate tonight and get back to work tomorrow. And that's going to be the key for the Streaks to be able to come out, because Richwoods obviously is not going to be an easy team. Their star player, Olivia Elger, headed to Creighton next year. So they're obviously one of the best teams in the area. Otherwise, they wouldn't be playing that game either.
Absolutely. Streaks win it. 52-36 is the final score. The Streaks pick up their 26th win of the season, 26-7 now. The Pioneers finish their season with a record of 20-12. Monday night, sectional opener, the Galesburg Silver Streaks will take on the Richwoods Knights. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erida, saying good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.